In this bulletin, Australia's offshore detention policy in Papua New Guinea still generating costs 7 months on from the arrangement's termination. An Australian arrested in the UK says he's being framed over a false bomb threat sent to the Chinese embassy. And in sport, Peter Bull chases an historic gold as the first Australian to run in the 800 metres world final. Good afternoon, Tina Quinn with SBS News. The Department of Home Affairs has confirmed that the federal government is still funding accommodation, food and expenses for 104 refugees and asylum seekers in Papua New Guinea, 7 months after Australia officially ended its offshore processing arrangement with the nation. The department refused to say how much or for how long the funding will last. The Australian-run detention centre on PNG's Manus Island, housing asylum seeker boat arrivals, was found to be illegal and ordered shut by the PNG Supreme Court in 2016. A number of those detained were relocated to other parts of Papua New Guinea after they were told to go home or remain in the country. Iranian-born Mehrdad Mehrdad is not classified as a refugee and has no work rights or visa. He says it's difficult facing an uncertain future following years of detention.
I treated like an animal. They torture us. They make us sick, mentally, physically, everything. Just want to leave this country and go start my life. This is not a life they give it to us.
Aged care providers are calling for urgent action to stop the impacts of a COVID-19 outbreak that has now spread to more than 1,000 aged care facilities. The number of cases in the sector is rising, with 6,000 residents and 3,400 staff infected. Paul Sadler from the Aged and Community Care Providers Association says that extra staffing support measures need to be extended until September to deal with the number of staff in isolation.
We're hearing from aged care providers at the moment that they've frequently got 10 to 15% of their staff roster that they can't fill. That's a combination of people being sick with COVID, having to isolate because they've been close contacts, and also the fact that we've lost 65,000 aged care workers in the last year who've left the aged care system basically because of burnout from the pandemic.
The COVID-19 death toll in the aged care sector this year alone stands at 2,301. That's including 114 fatalities in the past week. The Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade says that consular support is being provided to an Australian who was arrested in the UK over a false bomb threat emailed to the Chinese embassy in London. 23-year-old Drew Pavlou denies he ever sent the emailed threat, saying that he was at the Chinese embassy to peacefully protest for the rights of the Uyghur, Tibetan and Taiwanese people. He's criticised the actions of the Met Police in detaining him for 23 hours, as well as the barriers he faced in accessing legal and consular support. He's been released on bail to return to the Charing Cross Police Station on August 14. Mr Pavlou told SBS News he's concerned if he attempts to leave the UK, he could be rearrested and charged.
And the problem there is then they would use that to say Drew's guilty because he's tried to flee his bail conditions. I mean, they've got absolutely no evidence it was me. So someone creates a fake email address. They use Proton Mail, which scrambles your IP address. So they've got no way whatsoever to connect it to me. It's literally impossible.
Mr. Pavlou says he believes he was targeted and framed by someone else, potentially a Chinese government supporter, over his campaigning for Uyghur rights. The World Health Organization has declared the monkeypox outbreak as a global emergency. The classification is the highest alert that the WHO can issue and follows a worldwide upsurge in cases to 16,000 across 75 countries. Right now, there are only two other global health emergencies declared by the WHO. That's the coronavirus pandemic and the continuing effort to eradicate polio. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says officials are trying to work out how the virus has spread so rapidly.
I have decided that the global monkeypox outbreak represents a public health emergency of international concern. There are now more than 16,000 reported cases from 75 countries and territories and 5 deaths. WHO's assessment is that the risk of monkeypox is moderate globally and in all regions, except in the European region, where we assess the risk is high.
Turning to sport now, and the Olympic champion Peter Boll is chasing an historic gold as the first Australian to run in the 800 metres world final. This historic opportunity wasn't effortless, though, for the Tokyo Olympics champion, who finished third and outside the automatic qualifying spots in the opening semi-final. Boll still managed to dodge a bullet and advance as the second non-automatic qualifier by 0.09 seconds, ready to race for the gold against reigning Olympic champion Emmanuel Cora this morning. The champion runner has captured the hearts of Australian sports fans, fleeing a civil war in Sudan with his family to move to Perth and go on to hold the national record for the 800 metre. And that's all the latest from the SBS Newsroom. I'm Tina Quinn. For now, good afternoon.